Love this, the way you're set up. One moment.
Thank you for holding. Is this Ken?
Yes.
Hey, Ken. How you doing today?
Good.
That's what I like to hear. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, JP. Did he do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, I was explaining to him. I get these calls all the time.
That's interesting. I don't see you on the first page of Google, so what's holding you back?
Well, right now I've spent nothing, and I'm growing the business organically, so it's been wonderful.
Yeah, so I mean, you're doing well without it. I can understand that. I was doing well without my wife. I still got one. I realize
my
Christmases are going to be a little lonely if I don't figure that out, you know, when I get old. So it's more not just about right now, you know. It's like, what's the long-term vision?
Yeah, the long-term vision obviously is just right now I'm focusing more on growing the business. So that's what I've been doing is growing it.
Okay. So definitely help you grow it. You know, more people see you, especially people who are already looking for help with what you do anyway, too, you know. It's the thing about Google is you're only showing up to people who are looking for your services.
Yeah, I've actually got I was kind of surprised because I've gotten a few calls from people that found me on Google Maps, which I was shocked because I've done nothing to get ranked on Google Maps. So I don't know how that happened, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I can't argue with a good client. So if you look up, like, the pest, like your business name, you'll actually see there is some stuff that pops up on Google, but it's your Google business profile.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have your 20 reviews. So that did have to be created at some point. Somebody had to have created that, and then
I created that.
Yeah, and then also verified it, and then that's why they're able to find you if they look up your name. Or since you have passed.
No, that's not. They found me through some keyword, not through my name. They didn't know my name, so you know, obviously nobody knows that DPEST exists really because I'm a small business. But they searched for something. I forget what it was. Something to do with pest control. They found me on Google Maps. I was shocked.
Yeah, that's odd. Because when you do pest control service in Chula Vista or Bonita, you're not there. Not on the first page, anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe if they keep going through, they might find your profile. But first page.
I don't know what the keywords were that they typed in, but I came up like number 3, and the other two companies were really big, and they wanted to go with somebody local, and that's why they called me. So,
yeah, that's common.
That's
why we got you. Pest control's been doing so good lately, is because they're up there with like Terminex, Orkin, and then Calco's Pest Management, and it's like they only have 49 reviews. So people are actually like, hey, I want this small-time guy that I could talk to instead of this big franchise, you know?
Right.
You have different logic, you know. Big companies think bigger price, bigger numbers, you know.
Bigger price, usually less customer service.
Right, less quality. It's kind of spray, and then they don't really care if they got to come back and you got to pay twice. So different dynamic there. But having you consistently show, you know, is a game changer. You know, the more ground you cover, the more opportunities you're going to get, the more eyes you're going to get on you. So it's about covering a broader area and then showing up for multiple different keywords and services, you know. And we do also list you on other platforms, too. We put plenty of different irons in the fire. You know, Google has pre-existing relationships with Facebook and Yelp and Yellow Pages. I see you already have a Yelp listing there.
Yelp.
And
I just got a lead last night on that.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. So you understand the value of it. You built a website. You built a Google business profile. You're getting leads from Google. You're getting leads from Yelp. So, but then you get the call to be on the first page and have a professional team consistently optimize you, and you go, Is it just you don't trust them?
Usually it's that it's, you know, if people are giving you all kinds of ridiculous claims in terms of what they can do.
Yeah,
and I
wants to be sold.
First of all,
I don't want to be sold either on something.
First of all, I used to build websites. I've worked on FedEx.com. I've worked on Apple, Sun Microsystems, Morgan Stanley, and I've also worked for an SEO company. Now I did the sales, not the actual SEO.
Now we're talking.
So, you know, when people are blowing smoke up my back end, I know it.
Yeah, you're going, hey, I don't want to hear this crap. You know, our company, we're down here in Newport Beach. We actually are a premier Google partner. So we started out as an SEO company. But if you look up Local Splash and you look up Google Building 1 off Jamboree, it's borderline Newport Beach, Irvine. We're right across the way from them. All of our reps are Google certified, including myself. I have to go down there 3 times a week. So we're not blowing smoke up your butt. We've been doing this for a long time. We could definitely get your business on the first page of the search results and help you generate customers on a regular basis. We even have an app that you could download, help you keep track of all the people, and we can tangibly prove what we're bringing in each month. So that way it's not just this mysterious thing. I know with SEO, when we first started out, it's hit or miss. You show up for some keywords in some areas and others you don't. It's very dodgy, you know. With the Google Partner Program, we get the algorithm updates before Google issues them, so that way we can keep our clients on the first page. That's the only difference between SEO and the premier Google partners, is the partners actually have access to the updates. And usually the people that are getting updated through the Google partners are going to stay up there because Google's collecting from the pie, whereas an SEO company is operating independently of Google. They're just trying to use backlinking and meta tagging and make their own money that way. So that's
writing articles.
Right. And that's not what this is. We do still do SEO and content creation as a part of it, but really what dictates how you show and you being on that first page is the algorithm updates that they have. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Is it a get rich quick scheme? Not at all. I mean, there's times I've put guys on the first page and all we can really guarantee is that we put you on the first page. Then it's like, where are all the calls? And I'm like, the calls gotta be real. So it depends. You know, if you're a roofer, it's gonna be a lot less common than a pest control company. Google Analytics is still really relevant. Showing up for pest control services in your area is a highly searched ticket item. And, we list you for 15 keywords. So I have zero doubts that, we'll be able to get a lot more eyes on your business and a lot more phone calls and job opportunities by having you up there. But it is a month-to-month service, Ken. If you felt that it wasn't a good fit for you, you could always discontinue it. I want you to evaluate it as when you're actually up there and not just, the companies, I guess you could say. I know you've said you work for an SEO, but you really have to get up there and evaluate the ROI, and it's going to take you got to give it like 60 days at least. You can't just.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah. It's not a 30-day, like, okay, I'm a millionaire, you know. And then also the reviews, you'll build up the reviews, you build up the reputation, you start getting reoccurring guys combined with new guys coming in on a regular basis, and that'll build up that pipeline. That'll grow the business. But I don't want to.
So got your pest control? Are they local?
We got you pest control?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in Chula Vista.
Okay, I thought I'd seen them before, but, you know, it seems like every day I pass some new pest control company I haven't seen before.
Right, and that's that's more of a reason to get on it, Ken. You know, you're right. It's growing. You know, back in the day, SEO was effective because not every company or any Joe Schmo that starts a company is on the first page of Google or doing SEO, right? So it's like, okay, we start doing this SEO, obviously you're going to be the top recommended guy. Now, over years and years and years, there's 100 of them right in your market. And so if you don't have the ads or you have a professional team, an actual Google partner team that's hosting it for you, it's next to impossible to get up there. And so it grows, and it's like, okay, the market's growing, more businesses are popping up. Some kid that just started a pest control company can build up to your online presence with 20 reviews in a matter of a couple of months just from being on the first page. So it's good to separate yourself from the pack. Get ahead of the game. Don't wait until you fall behind and then you've got like 30 of these guys stealing your pie. It's already bad enough. Orkin and everybody else is in there. Terminix, they got unlimited money to spend.
Yeah, I worked with Terminix for years.
Yeah, I mean, their marketing budget is ridiculous. So
I bet.
Yeah, because they're running Google Ads, so I can see just on the back end, and you could also use, like, SpyFu. I don't know if you remember that when you worked for the SEO company, if they have, like, SpyFu, where you can look up, like, their... Oh, okay. SpyFu is a free site. You could plug in, like, the Terminix website to that site, and it tells you, like, what they're spending and what keywords they're using. And
oh, okay.
It's kind of like a cheating analytics system, but, you know, those guys, they spend
well, they advertise for a lot of things. They advertise for a lot of different things, too, like termites, where I really want to build and I'll do termites, but I really want to build the pest control side of the business because the termites is a great one-ticket item kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And this is the problem that I'm having with the ROI is, you know, like Yelp talked to me for a long time. I'm like, we can get you all these termite leaks. I'm like, well, that's great. But I do have a friend that went out of business because all he did was termites.
Yeah.
When the 2009 housing crisis hit. And who knows what's going to happen, you know, with interest rates and everything else. So
yeah, I'm waiting for it to go down to buy.
Yeah, the money is really in the pest control because it's a residual. People don't cancel that service even when the economy's down. So that's the part of the business I want to build. The problem is that, it you know, you don't bring in that much initially on those deals, so you've got to have a decent amount of people calling because you know you might only be charging $70 every other month, so and maybe with a one-time service fee of $180.
Yeah, so you got to build them up.
You got to sell a lot of and that's where I've been getting a lot of these organic type customers. I mean, am I getting a ton of them? No, I'm getting like 10 to 12 a month, but that's great because that means every other month I have a $700 increase. So,
let me ask you this.
Trying to get as many as I can.
Just to get my head around it from a, I mean, it does make money, it doesn't make sense kind of thing. If the pricing's $249 month to month, that would be like the lowest pricing structure I can get you with the most bang for your buck. Like just give it all the bells and whistles for our bare minimum. How many clients would this need to be able to prove to you that you've tangibly acquired each month in order for that number to make sense?
Honestly, I my goal right now is to get 100 new clients, you know, whether it's in a month or 2 months or 3 months or whatever. Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I bought this company.
No.
And so... It's, you know, things are tight because this guy didn't charge very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wanting to get all new clients because when I get them, I'm going to go back and I'm going to raise all the prices for the old clients. And if they cancel, I'm not going to care.
Yeah.
And just keep building with new clients because literally I've got clients that are paying $45 every other month instead of the normal rate of around 70 to 80 every other month. And so one new client is like two old clients.
Right.
Which means I can do even more work.
Right. Yeah. You know? I mean, nobody wants to be running around collecting pennies, you know what I mean? Or breaking even.
Yeah.
If that's kind of what he passed off to you, then yeah, you definitely got to change that business model. Drop those old guys.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's the goal. So I could easily take on
100.
You know, probably another, at least another 100. I could probably take on easily another 200 clients just doing it myself. I mean,
so you have guys there with you, right? This is obviously isn't
no,
a one-man operation.
Just me.
Really?
That was a one-man operation. Yeah. I do everything.
Clients.
I do the termite inspection.
I'm trying to get my head around it. So how would you maintain
those? I've got about 175 properties that I do right now.
Okay. By yourself?
By myself.
And you go there each property every week?
Yeah. So again, I want to, most of my clients are bi-monthly, so every other month.
Okay, every month.
And
right.
I can knock out about 18 of those people in a day.
Wow. Wow, okay.
So I can do a lot.
Shoot. You don't ever worry about, like, lymphoma and stuff from all that bug spray?
No, I wear all the proper PPE, and 90% of the time you're spraying next to the ground. And
I hear you. I don't even let my wife buy Roundup. Actually, I've just been, like, brainwashed for with
well, that stuff. That stuff's really bad.
Yeah.
The stuff I use is only a mild chemical, and it's non-carcinogenic.
Love it. Yeah, that's always my fear.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have the bugs than have cancer.
All right,
so you're saying 100 clients, and that would put you up to 270. But if you could do 18 a day and you do them bi-monthly, I could see how you would be able to maintain that. Your capacity is basically, you know, 15 to 18 times 60. Yeah. Because it's 2 months, would be like 60 days, so 15 times 60 is 900. If you were doing 15 of them a day in a bi-monthly rotation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
you're there.
Now, realistically, I probably need at least 1 day a week off because there's always extras. You have to go back and reservice a client. You know, there's other things that do happen.
Okay.
But, I mean, if I get to that place where I am slam busy like that, I'm going to hire somebody and start, you know, building it out.
Right, because you'll be able to, you know, especially if you get those old ones off the books and replace all of them, you know, too, with the higher paying guys. So,
well, I don't care if they get off the books. I just want to raise their price. But I'm just not going to care if they say, well, we want to cancel. We think that's too high. And I'm going to be like, okay, see ya.
So if I could tell you, like, it's doable. But the thing is, you're going to have to cover, I mean, a lot more than just Chula Vista and surrounding areas. I mean,
Now I have clients in all of San Diego County. Now I live in Bonita.
Yeah, okay.
Sort of Chula Vista.
Yeah.
I hardly have any clients in Chula Vista, hardly any clients in National City, none in Bonita. I have one in El Cajon. All of my clients are up off of Highway 76. So the business I bought, all their clients are in Oceanside, San Marcos, Escondido, Carlsbad. They're all up there. I do want to take over the South. I really, really want to do it because I wouldn't have to drive so stinking far.
I can add more.
So when I'm doing routes up north because of the travel time, I can, instead of doing 18 a day, I'm probably more like 15.
Just the traffic, you know, I hate it because I live in Orange County. So, like, you know, last time I went down there was taking my son to Legoland for his fourth birthday.
Right.
I try to avoid it, especially like around 4 or 5 o'clock. I want nothing to do with it. I've been stuck in like snail's pace traffic coming down the 5 over there in the afternoon.
Yep.
I can't imagine getting very far. It's a very frustrating drive.
It is.
So you want to keep it south. I mean, most of your stuff's up there, Carlsbad, Oceanside. I'm seeing from just the Google Analytics and like a heat map side of it, there's more going on where you are. Like, you're actually going away from the hot zone to pick up those clients. But I'm guessing that's just because they were already on the books, right? That's one of those lower paying ones that, okay, I got you.
Yeah. They're already on the books. So if I could build out anywhere, I mean, La Jolla and South or even Del Mar and South, that would be wonderful.
So what I quoted you at 249, that's based on a pin, right? When you did the pin verification on your Google business profile, that marks your center location for Google. And then the local listings, like when a high metropolitan area like this, realistically, you're going to cover about 20 miles, like 15 to 20 miles.
Okay.
So you would get a lot of ground and a lot of exposure. But we do also have ads. I don't know if you've seen those guys that are in that sponsored section up there. When you do the search, they show up even above the map in the local guys where we're talking about at 249. that package is double the cost, but you would basically be on the first page twice, and we can hit more ground, which means faster turnaround time to get you the 100-plus clients. I mean, the 100-plus replacing the other ones, right? Over maybe like a 3-4 month span, if you're relying solely on this to do it. So,
right.
With the other program, I mean, there's really, I can't really give you a guarantee, obviously, that 20-mile radius would be able to get you there over a certain amount of time, but it is a higher traffic area. I just feel like the more exposure, the more ground you cover, the lot easier it's going to be to get to that number. But I also, I'm hearing you when you say, I don't want to get up into Carlsbad and Oceanside and do that drive every day. But if the money's right.
I mind it, it's just that I, at some point I do want to build that market out where it is a full-time route and then hire somebody that lives up there.
Mm.
That would be ideal, but that's not practical
not
right
where
now,
you're at.
If that makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then you actually lose money with just it being you, you know? It's like, okay,
yeah.
it's lower to lower to the client, and I got to drive. I can only do a few of them a day, or not a few, but less. You lose
about 249, I could get, if I could get about 20 new clients a month, that would be really, really good.
Yeah. I can't guarantee you that, but I could tell you just based off of, like, we got you pest control, they're averaging about 2 to 3 calls a day, according to Google Analytics.
Yes.
So they're going yes. through 2 to 3 a day. We level the playing field, kind of mimic the keywords. I know you don't do the termite stuff, so that might skew the numbers
no, I do.
A little.
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I
you,
do.
You say you
I
don't
do.
Want to do just
termite. Yeah, I don't. I want the reoccurring residual because – so, you know, if you can get me reoccurring residual, paying you every month is going to be a whole lot easier. If I land a termite job, it's
right.
one and done.
Right. That's how this works. You know, with these guys aren't coming
yeah.
back every month because they're taking money out of their pocket. It's got to be bringing in clients, and we're able to prove in the tracking system that they got the clients from there, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so we're able to tangibly prove the ROI. But also, there has to be the understanding of, like, it's not going to be immediate, you know. If you're saying, hey,
yeah.
$249 a month, month to month, I'll give it 60, 90 days, I would feel a lot comfortable saying, you'll be there. You know what I mean? We're
right.
in California, so it's
yeah.
not like, you know, things are going to completely die for you in December.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Hey, listen,
it's just,
I've got to run. I'm on my customer's house.
Okay.
I've got to, they're freaking out because they got ants.
All good. It's
so,
$249 month to month. No contract.
$249 sounds good. I actually would probably really do that. I would probably want to do it for at least 90 days.
Yeah. At least 90 days. 100%. Just to get, like, evaluate it properly from ROI and get
yeah.
you those clients. Because then I know if you have
yeah.
those clients and it's proven to you, you're like, okay, I got no problem paying that each month. But if you're going into it like, I'm going to try it for 30 days. I don't have my 100 clients in 30 days. It's just... it's not going to happen. It's just unrealistic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
even
if you got me like,
to tell you, it's not
going
to happen.
Even if you got me like 15 clients a month, I probably would end up going the other route. Even,
that's super easy to do,
stuff.
Actually. That's a more realistic, like, you know what I mean? Saying 100 in a month, like, whoa, you know, it'd have to be, it is peak season right now, but.
No, I'm not, I don't know if I could handle 100 a month.
Yeah.
But
I want that kind of problem.
But definitely, you know, if I got 15 to 20 and they're paying at least, you know, $100 for the initial service, at least, I'm going to.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know, I would be able to easily upgrade to the $500 package, but as long as I can see that return, then I'll be a customer for a long time.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying start at $249, and then if everything goes well, we can upgrade and run the ads down the line.
Yeah.
Obviously, the money's got to
yeah.
be there before we run the ads.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, you can definitely do that. Do you have 2 to 3 minutes to create the profile and secure it, and then I have to schedule, like, a client interview at a better time for you tomorrow or on Monday?
Okay. We could do it tomorrow if you guys are open, unless you need
no.
Monday.
Yeah, we'd have to do the client interview on Monday.
It would have
because
to be
Google certified tech has to be present, so it's me and another rep that are going to be interviewing you in that
okay.
call.
I would have to do it on Wednesday then, because Wednesday I'm wide open. So first thing in the morning would be best. Are you on Pacific? You are on PST.
Yeah, we're just an hour ahead of you.
8:30 in the morning on Wednesday would be the best day. I'll be home from the gym. Yeah.
I love that. I'm a gym nut too. Okay, so we'll go local splash, client interview. I would like to do it sooner than that, just because we could start working on the optimization sooner. But what I'll do is I'll secure the spot with you here, and then I'll push the next bill out to the 13th of September. So that way we do the client interview on the 13th of August here on Wednesday, and that way you get a full month after that instead of
Okay.
But we'll do this.
Sounds good.
Let me create the account though and get it all square and then get you into that house. So I have everything already. 4364 Bonita Road, that's still valid, right?
Yep.
You don't have to re-verify
yet.
Okay.
No, it's a mailbox.
Proper.
Yep.
You want your hours of operation, everything the same as what's on your Google Business profile now?
Yeah, for now.
Okay. I got it at 8:05 Monday. Why don't you open up the weekends for phone calls?
You
could always schedule them out. You schedule them all out anyway.
Sundays I definitely out. Everybody's closed on Sunday anyway.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
I might consider Saturdays, but right now I'm still studying because there's other licenses I need to get so I can expand my services.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, we could get you Google guaranteed at some point too, but that's going to require license, insurance, everything. They'll actually run a whole background check on you to do that.
Well, I'm licensed, insured, and bonded.
Okay. Let me see what the requirements are. Yeah, they just have different. California is just such a pain in the butt, man.
I know.
It's all over the country, and it's like different requirements for everybody. Texas, you don't need anything. Just the will to go out there.
if you pass control here, you have to be licensed, insured, and bonded. There's no other choice.
Yeah, I know. It's California's nuts.
All right, hey, listen, I've got to run. This customer's coming out to meet me.
Okay, so do you just want to secure the first month's payment and then do the client interview on Wednesday?
You want to text me or something? Whatever, just send me whatever I need to pay for.
Okay. I don't want you to text over a card. I can just gather it from you. I could process the receipt, send everything over in writing, and then, like I said, client interview will be scheduled for.
I thought you meant you have like a link or something.
No, I just texted you my number. They don't have a way to do it until you're already on board. And then in the tracking system, there is a billing section where you can start and stop it or change it at your own leisure after the initial.
Hey, Nancy, Okay. Hey, Nancy. Yeah, I'm going to. Okay. Yep. All right. Hey, I can call you back after this.
Sounds good.
Right?
Okay. I'm going to go grab a burger anyway. It's been our lunch hour for the last like 30 minutes. So I'll talk to you.
Yeah, I'll call you at my lunch hour.
Bye. Yeah. All right. Bye.